Make it a habit to keep away from negative people. Can anyone keep negative people out of their lives? A probably impossible question to answer. Thinking of keeping such people out is negativity in itself. And negativity is inherent in human nature. We see negatively aligned people all through our lives. It could be our father, mother, wife, husband, brother, sister, friend, or colleague. Keeping them out of our life is practically impossible and ridiculous to try. It would thus be worthwhile to understand why people become negative before trying to keep them out of our lives. Fear is the key to life and its sustenance. Fear of death, fear of losing, fear of hunger, fear of darkness, fear of heights, and fear of, and what not. Fearlessness is one trait that man has not been able to master. From fear comes indecision and procrastination. From fear comes thoughts of possibilities of loss and discomfort to existence. When such fears dominate thought, life tends to be negative. Where a sense of helplessness dominates and the action fails, life orientation becomes negative and failure looms large. Anyone that claims to be fearless is either out of his mind or immature. But being afraid of one's own shadow is far-fetched and outrageous. The human capability of reasoning is what has pushed him beyond fear into the world of knowledge and the vast and unlimited ocean of imagination. When the entire humanity is afraid of one thing or another, some look beyond fear into the realm of reasoning and imagination. People that succeed in reasoning the cause of fear step out of the darkness of ignorance and move on. Very many of us do not have the will to circumvent the factors that dominate the root causes of fear. Life becomes mundane without association with others, as richness in life can only be through others. When others that we associate are negative in perceiving the richness of life, it could affect the quality of our life. But to avoid everyone of such nature is not practical, for they could be our near and dear. A negative attitude to life usually comes from deprivation, loss, ignorance, disability, poverty, ego loss, being ignored, and many other factors that foster negative habits like sleeping late and rising late, lack of physical care, and ignorance of good food and attire habits. With time, these habits become part of life and remain near immediable, become irritants to normal life, calling for adjustment from others and loss of acceptability and popularity. Others do not matter for negatively oriented people. Stepping into their personal space often irritates them, and any amount of persuasion remains futile. While people with a positive mindset learn to reason out their fears, reason fails in a negative mindset and the joy of life is lost. Associating with a negative attitude could prove detrimental to enjoying the fullness of our life. The best possible way of steering a negative orientation is teaching by example and showing the way. Persistently negative attitude does harm to others, and if from near or dear, escape becomes impossible. Any amount of persuasion remains futile, and sometimes the best alternative is to leave them alone to their fate. But never ignore negative people, for they may need help sometime or the other. Down to facts, a negative orientation very often leads to mistrust and pessimism. In such situations, we should ensure that they do not influence our life in any way. Be warned that they do more harm to others than themselves. An Epicurean approach to such situations is warranted where mental, physical, or social harm to the self is avoided. Twitter. Sign up below and utilize our free habit-changing service. Your name. Valid email ID. Contact number, optional. Do you want to change your habit? Yes. Definitely I want. Great. Submit below.